August 28th, 1963, in Washington, D.C. The smell of cut grass and cigarettes is all you smell as you see a massive crowd of 200,000 protesters marching towards the Lincoln Memorial, led by none other than Martin Luther King Jr. Today is the day when Martin Luther King Jr. delivers his historical I Have a Dream speech. This speech will go on to represent the civil rights movement for decades to come.
There's a protester and a reporter talking on the scene. This is quite the spectacle, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It looks like Martin Luther King Jr. is about to start his speech.
Shh, watch.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
Man, that really is a sight to see.
Yes, it really is.
Finally, someone in this country has the guts to lead and stand up for the equal rights without any violence.
Yes.
It is so great to be able to see this happen.
This will be a great day in history.
And as it turned, this is a great day in history and a major turning point in the civil rights movement. The reporter now moves to the next protester.
What do you think about this glorious day?
This is going to be one of the greatest days in history.
It sure is.
Martin Luther King's approach to civil rights is so much better than Malcolm X's because his is peaceful and nonviolent.
Yes, because violence will only make things worse for the cause.
Exactly. Violence will just provoke people to try and stop our protests.
Stopping the protests is exactly what shouldn't happen. They should continue until there are equal rights for all.
That is exactly right.
Well, that is it. Let's go back to you at the station, Jim.
Today will be one of the best days for civil rights and produce one of the most memorable speeches of all time.